The auto industry is cruising toward a record number of safety recalls. General Motors is the industry leader, with 20 million vehicles recalled in just the first 6 months of this year. Executives at GM warn customers to expect more. And most car makers have lowered the bar for the kinds of problems that will have them calling you back to your local dealers. Turns out that recalls are not necessarily a bad thing, at least for the dealers. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
There's this sort of interesting thing that's been going on with the General Motors recall, you know, the ignition switch problem that took the company more than a decade to tell the public about. Well, here's a piece of tape that sort of sums up the problem. You'll hear Republican Congressman Tim Murphy questioning GM CEO Mary Barra.
How many Cobalt still out there? How many Ions? How many other cars are affected by this?
Something less than 2.6 million.
2.6 million. And so far, I forget how many you've said on your website have been repaired.
Almost 200,000.
100, okay. That's a lot of cars out there
right.
That could still stall, you could lose control of the car, you could crash, your airbags won't deploy, and some will be injured or die.
Fairly dramatic, right? 13 deaths have been linked to the problem. Bad news story has followed bad news story. And here's the but. GM's stock price hasn't really been hurt yet. GM's car sales haven't been hurt yet. Actually, they've been going up.
There's an upside to recalls.
Yep, there is an upside to all this bad news.
Michelle Krebs, senior analyst, autotrader.com.
The upside starts with the dealers.
It's another touch point with customers, so they get to have them come back in. They're reimbursed by the automaker, so there's no money going out. And with customers, they may be able to suggest they do an oil change and suggest some other maintenance things that will actually make them more money.
That's the really big thing for car dealers because, and this may sound strange, but car dealers don't actually make a lot of money selling you a new car. Really. I'm going to say that again. Car dealers don't make their money selling cars. It's the service and the parts where they make the money. And Krebs's company has surveyed customers, and more than half say a recall makes them think more favorably about the brands. Now, that sounds sort of weird, but she gives us two examples.
Back when Toyota created Lexus, its luxury division, and when General Motors formed Saturn, both of those companies had recalls in the very early days, but they handled it so perfectly that it actually helped their brand loyalty and their reputation for taking care of the customer.
GM is offering incentives to dealers and their workers to help speed up the process and get the job done. Bill Fox is one of the few dealers who's been willing to talk about the recalls. He sells several car brands in upstate New York with his sister. He's also the vice chairman of the National Automotive Dealers Association.
So, yes, is it extra business? Yes, it is extra business. But that has been growing over the years as recalls have become more commonplace.
Fox says the problem with the GM recall is that less than 10% of the cars have been fixed, and there's a backlog because of shortage of parts. Fox says dealers and car makers may benefit when there's a recall, but they don't if customers have to wait too long or have to come back to the dealership. That's GM's real test for this summer. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.